Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by male interracial best friend duo. Things are heating up on the beach.
They sure are.
I do wish Blake Moynes would get loose, though. That is my one. And Brayden.
Yeah.
Got the bad boys wifed up. It's not what I was hoping boys to see out of them. The Bash Brothers.
Blake is kind of easing his way into things.
I hope so.
Hopefully. He's not a changed man.
That would
I pray to God he's not a changed man.
He's performing kind of a mentor role, which I don't hate.
Yeah, I don't hate it. All right. But I don't love it.
No. I would rather see him deeply in love. I want him to be the first person to
wise
say
man.
I love you to two people on the beach before a rose ceremony.
I would also like that.
That's what I want. I love the bonfire talk show, though. We'll get to that. I was a big fan of that. That needs to be a regular.
Oh, you like that?
I did.
You like?
I
good,
did.
Yeah.
I like the concept of it. Like, air stuff out. Put it out there.
Did they have to pay them to? Like, why did anyone
why
talk?
Were they
I don't
saying
understand.
So many
That's
things.
That's what I was so confused about. I couldn't get past that part of it. Why were any of
that
you
was weird
answering these questions? Did they pay you to answer truthfully, or why did you do this?
There was no penalty for lying.
It wasn't a game.
And yet many of them said the truth.
Sit around the bonfire, where in our most popular bachelorette, we'll ask you questions. Maybe they're just starstruck.
Hey, so...
I liked it. I just could not get past, why are you people answering these questions? What are you gaining from it?
How do you feel about your connection? Oh, great. I can't imagine anyone
except
else.
Except.
What if someone else comes down? Well, and then you rattle off four names.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I wouldn't mind famous Bachelor people coming down, not every week, but every other week.
Yes.
To do this. Ask questions. Get an idea in a talk show format, what's going on, where people's heads are at, shake things up.
Speed up potential conflict. What happens a lot is people pair off, and then they're just boring
couples.
They're just like doing stuff no one cares about all day for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
Put
building
their feet
a
to
real
the fire,
connection.
So to speak. And yeah, building a real connection. Put their feet to the fire and say, well, what if Tyler Cameron come down? Will that get you going? You know, career?
That spice things up?
Yeah. And then the person goes, well, I'll be honest. Yeah, that would. I would avert
Hannah Brown,
my gaze.
I would never lie to you. As
no,
a,
exactly.
As so much higher on the pyramid than me. I cannot lie to you.
God, they almost some of them almost referenced the pyramid. They're like, you got to understand, she's at the top of the pyramid.
You have to understand this.
Episode
Where will
two.
Hannah fall on the pyramid? Stay tuned, Rim.
Oh, she's eligible.
No, but I noted where I would put her had she been eligible.
Yeah.
And I think the answer might surprise some people, Rim.
Well, it's either at the top or that you create a new category. You put Aspire emerging from the top
of
the pyramid. It's like a star on the top of the Christmas tree. Kylie and Will is where we start. They had a successful date.
Sure.
Leaving Olivia to speculate, not speculate, guarantee that Kylie will leave Will as soon as Aven arrives. Mm-hmm. Which would be bad for Will. He's fallen for Kylie.
Agreed.
Time to release Aven into the crowd. He's been caged up and they said, let him out. Lifted the thing and let him out.
Let him out.
And he's got a date card. Were you surprised by how quickly Kylie forgot about Will and said things, for example, well, Aven's my number one guy. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. It was part of her intro package, but post-Will date, you would think there'd be a little more, I'm going to have a tough decision to make. The decision was made before he touched sand.
The decision wasn't a decision. And what Olivia Indeed. Said about Kylie and Will immediately came true. Mm-hmm.
It seemed like the way Kylie was talking, not only had they been expecting, anticipating this meeting, but others. The way she made it seem was like, there's a lot of hype around us. People are buzzing about you and I, and we haven't
even met.
People
are buzzing about Aven and Kylie.
Everyone saw that fire emoji you left on that picture of me in a bikini. People are expecting big things out of us. There's a lot of pressure on us. Anyway,
Will who?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to keep his memory alive.
Will who?
Aven. Aven speaks with Kylie, and then out of a courtesy to the producers, talks to Olivia and chooses Kylie, obviously.
Yep.
When Kylie accepted and Will was over by on the pool in the pool with Blake Boynes, the look on Will's face was
devastating.
They didn't reuse the footage. It was like 30 seconds of Will's face.
Sad.
His future well, dashed.
You have to understand for a guy like Will, you get a date card. That's it for you, buddy. You've now wasted that date card. Date card. You're not getting another one. You don't.
Yeah,
really.
Not.
That was your big moment, and now that's sinking in too. Like I was played for a fool.
And it's back to, yeah, you're back to square one.
Back to square one, and now I don't have a date card.
He started with, I can choose among any of you.
I got a date card. The world is mine.
A day later, he has been reduced to four people who aren't paired off, basically.
Four people that aren't paired off that will definitely not give him a rose the following week.
Exactly.
So basically, he's just choosing someone to move along. You're going home next week, Will.
He is scrambling.
It's a tough situation.
For a guy with a rose, he's down.
He's in a very bad spot. Yeah.
Kylie pulls Will before she goes on the date.
As she should.
I guess. I would prefer she didn't. But they had a nice little conversation. Softens the landing a little bit. Makes it seem like there could be something in the future. We know that's not true.
Will softened it for her.
How do you mean?
He basically said, no matter what happens, I will be here for you.
Yeah.
After this date of yours.
He's holding out hope. The only one who's still holding out hope.
I guess.
I think if Kylie had a rose, this would be a breakup conversation. Kylie is keeping the potential open that the date goes bad and Aven doesn't want to give her the rose when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. She wants to keep Will.
Yeah.
Maybe as a possibility to receive a rose. The first part of Kylie and Aven's date was the conversation mostly about how they're both hot Instagram people and mm-hmm. Aven eventually opening his first champagne bottle of his career.
First of many.
I don't have many other notes on that. They're getting along fine.
Well, they were doing a close-up of him fiddling with the champagne bottle. It was distracting. I don't even know what they were talking about.
He was fiddling. She was like, well, I do this. I'm a nurse in Charlotte, I think. I don't know.
And I'm he was like, sure
oh,
yeah?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, he was just like moving the corkscrew around in no with no plan as to where to go next.
The interesting thing she said, she says this to him, I've been building this moment up in my head. Mm. I wanted you to be the bachelor. She wanted him to be the bachelor on her season. This is a long time connection she's felt with him from a distance. Mm-hmm. And now it's finally here. My dream guy.
Talk about starstruck. She wants him to be the Bachelor. He doesn't know who she is. She goes on Zach's season. Not a huge factor on Zach's season. Then they're, you know, now you're in that.
There's
the
some
Nation.
Instagram stuff. Yeah.
Instagram stuff. Finally meets him in person. I mean, this is a big deal for Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, they have a solid date. They kiss on the boat.
Kiss on the boat. She said, I would love to wake up next to him every day for the rest of my life.
She's talking about him like he's the Bachelor. That's what you'd say after you go on a date with the Bachelor. I would love to spend the rest of my life with this person. That's not paradise statement. Do you think there's more to the story than likes and one emoji?
Are you saying they met each other?
No, not met, but do you think there was some communication
some
beforehand?
DMs?
I think, I mean, what's stopping them from... Do you think they are as pre-planned of a couple as Piper and Brendan, but they saw how that played out for them?
A pre-planned couple is what you're suggesting.
It seemed like it. Which I don't really care about. And as we've seen more on the season, there's a lot of that.
It certainly could be. I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Let's cut to the people I really care about.
Please.
Blake, Moines, and Braden, and Aaron. don't think that was a one episode gimmick.
That's the rim pyramid of who cares about.
The dude pyramid.
The top.
Like one of those cheerleader pyramids where you are on each other's hands and knees and you get on the back. I would put Braden and Aaron as the base of the pyramid, and then Blake Moines climbs on top and then stands up and flexes and poses like Randy Orton. That would be that's my dream paradise pyramid. Jess and Blake have paired off.
Cat with a K.
And Braden. She is all in, seemingly, on Braden.
Can't see herself liking anyone else. It's locked in.
They kiss underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's never been done by anyone before, and that's just Braden giving people new experiences. They almost choked, but they gave it a shot.
They almost drowned.
That's the Braden effect. Yeah, sure, let's go underwater and, I don't know, try to breathe? Aaron S. is with Sam. Sean is with Rachel. Aaron B. was with Mercedes the night before. Now
night before,
saddling up next to Eliza, and he kissed her.
This is notable because Eliza infamously was in a love triangle last year with Rodney and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
So she is concerned about ever getting in another love triangle. That was really hard for her. She has love triangle PTSD. So the fact that Aaron has already kissed another woman, it's going to be concerning to Eliza more than it would be anyone else on this beach.
Perhaps. On paper, that makes sense. I think her concern is mostly unfounded. Because she is not the one making the choice in this.
Yeah, it was hard for her because she had to make a choice between Justin and Rodney.
She was going to break a likable character's heart no matter what.
And she did, and it basically ended up breaking both their hearts, I think, if I remember.
Nobody ended up together there.
Yeah. Yep.
In this scenario, Aaron B. will have to choose for. I think Eliza was well positioned for sympathy, but when you're in the moment, you can't see that. She probably has like social media PTSD or something with. Saw how it played out last year watching it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes, down and out. She kissed Aaron last night. Haven't talked the next day. Aaron B. eventually lets Eliza know that, hey, me and Mercedes, we shared a moment last night. It resulted in our lips touching. But I've turned my focus to you, and I like how we are. Mm-hmm.
Like how today's going. This is day two, by the way.
This is day two.
I like how these last few hours have gone.
Yeah.
So I need to tell you, I kissed Mercedes.
To him, she responds, oh, thanks for telling me, that's nice, blah, blah, blah. After the break, she's crying in the bathroom because of the concern you mentioned.
Here we go again, she says.
She knows how this is going to play out.
Love triangle. I've seen this. I'm going to get destroyed on Instagram. I've seen this story.
Mercedes finds out from the group that Aaron told Eliza, and this is a full-on, as much as a triangle can be a triangle on day two, that's where we are with this. So she's a little upset as well. Later, Eliza and Aaron talk. How do you think this went? I thought it went kind of decent.
Yeah, Aaron talked. I mean, he didn't really have a lot to apologize for. It sounds like he kind of liked Mercedes, kissed her, and then has made a decision and is sticking with that decision. I don't know. It seemed like a non-issue. There is no triangle here.
Well,
Aaron didn't allow
that.
The triangle to happen.
Yeah. While this was playing out, I kept thinking, you can't kiss more than one person on Paradise anymore. You need a fucking permission slip. This is crazy. The whole point of this show is it's a singles mixer on
it's
the beach
mixer.
With hot young people. Let them make out. It's not the end of the world. No one owns anybody. No one owes anybody anything. It's not that big a deal. This is the problem with these like conflicts they try to gin up as storylines. Like, can you believe so-and-so kissed this person and then kissed someone else? Yeah, I can definitely fucking believe that. Look around. It's not a contract
in the
sand.
This was a unique situation because it involved
Eliza
in particular.
Factor, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, from the outside, this was a non-issue. Aaron had clearly made his decision. He kissed Mercedes one night, and then the next day, he didn't talk to her. That decision's been made. For that day, at least.
The post of this conversation, I thought they smoothed it over and kind of got on the same page. And then to the camera, Aaron was like, "Now I got, how am I going to handle this? How am I going to navigate this?" Well, the rest of the episode played out. There was no navigation. This was it.
Didn't need to. It's over. This storyline's over. Mm-hmm.
I hope not. Well, I hope I don't want Aaron and Eliza to pair off. I need someone else to come down, steal Eliza's heart. I need Aaron to be, Aaron's going to be
a great
heartbroken guy. He's going
to
be fabulous.
I was
going
to say, Aaron is meant to come on this beach, fall hard, and then the big new hot stuff comes in town and steals her away. He's meant to be that guy that gets a girl stolen from him.
And then he writes a song, plays it on the piano for the group at the next bonfire, and then someone who hasn't talked to him much is like, you know what, Aaron has more depth to him than I thought, catches his eye or her eye. They go off, and it's a weird couple. It's like, no spoilers,
it's a weird
but it'd
couple.
Be like Aaron and Brooklyn hooking up. You wouldn't expect that, but he showed a side of himself. Anyway, Brayden and Kat, all over each other. No other way to describe it. Who knows what's
all
going
over,
on. Right
all over each other in the water. Kissing above the water, underwater.
Who knows what's going on under the surface of that pool.
Who God only knows, Rim. What's going on?
Jeez Louise.
Holy cow. And they don't care who knows it.
No. No. No, they don't. They don't. They look like they are in their own world.
It's
hard not to be taken away when you're with Brayden.
Private vacation.
If these people, if those two were in a regular resort, people would be staring. Look at those two.
Wow.
Get a room. Let's take a quick break before the big arrival.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hannah Brown.
Wow.
It has been a while. It doesn't seem like it, but it has been a long time since she's been on a Bachelor show. Her season was 2019.
Wow. Yeah, and she never did anything after that, bachelor-wise,
not
that I'm aware
really.
of.
Really? I'd have to double-check.
I don't really remember her,
like,
maybe she's been in the crowd for a couple of, like, after the final rose type deals. I don't even remember for sure.
Special Forces Season 1, which neither of us
watched. Dancing with the Stars. I'm just talking about Bachelor, in particular, Bachelor-specific shows. I don't know that she's been with the franchise since then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big deal.
What did you think of them playing this like she was going to, was here to date?
They kind of got, I got. I didn't know what was
going
on.
I got gone too. Even though I knew that she was dating someone at the time, I was like,
I'm pretty sure she's engaged, is what I was thinking this entire time. But then I'm like, damn, maybe I don't know what's, they're sticking with this thing
for
like two commercial
time.
Breaks. Like, they didn't let us know that she wasn't here for a very long time.
I felt the exact same way.
I eventually thought the same thing the cast did. Some of the cast knew she was dating someone, too.
I feel like they were like, she's not here to date, right?
I feel like she would have told us by now. So eventually they just were like, okay, I think she's here to date. And she played it off well. Acting
chops.
Yes, she
did. Acting. I liked how she pulled two birds, one stone.
Mm-hmm.
Blake and Will. They were starstruck.
The girls,
everyone was starstruck.
The girls and the guys were shook. Okay, yeah. Rim. This is, you know, this is when LeBron and Steph say they're going to the Olympics, Rim. The other people that are already on the team, like the Bobby Portises, are like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'll never get a gold medal. I'm off the team because the stars are here. Okay.
That's exactly what it is. And you know
that
if she's coming down, the floodgates are open. There could be more stars.
There could be
no
more stars.
One is off limits.
Yeah, exactly. There could be more. If Hannah's there, and you're in the bottom half of this equation, you are fucked.
You're getting knocked
you
off
know
the ladder.
Yeah. You have
this was your opportunity.
This was your chance being on Paradise, and now the stars are here. Nobody gives a shit about any of you anymore.
And yet, at the same time, some of them, I think it was Kat with a K.
But some of them are just happy to meet her.
Happy to meet her, and it's an honor, she said, that you would be interested in my connection. She basically gave Brayden a hall pass for Hannah because of how much she likes Hannah.
Someone called her the Taylor Swift of Bachelor Nation. And I
kind of hard to argue. Even though she hasn't been around, it's tough to argue.
I think I agree. Stay tuned for the pyramid.
After a while, though, I think when she kept pulling people, I thought, I believe maybe this whole thing was to get the stunned looks.
I think
the reactions.
Too.
That's what I thought.
Well, she was pulling people, but she wasn't. Why would you pull two people at once if you were really wanting to date someone? That'd be random. And she wasn't really asking anything about, trying to get to know them or dating. I think she's engaged too. So
she's definitely engaged now. I don't know if she was then, but
okay.
If she's engaged now, that means everyone knew they were pretty serious at the time.
Exactly.
If they follow along.
Yeah. Which, based on the response from these people, they do follow
they
along.
They all follow. Not only do they
well
follow her, they follow
of
her boyfriend on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
She announces that the date card she has is not for her, but in fact for the group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bonfire activity. Some deep talk, some real questions. Get to the truth of what's going on.
Putting their feet to the fire, I believe it said something like that.
Mm-hmm. Which scares everybody. They're all nervous.
They should have.
Feet to the fire really would have worked.
She wasn't putting their feet. They were sticking their own feet in the fire. Their feet to the fire.
It was a cult-like response.
They were
treating her like a cult leader. They would have walked across coals unsolicited.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is this what you want me
to
do, Hannah?
No one was putting anyone's feet to the fire.
No, she's like, how's it going? Well, I like so-and-so, but I'd love if so-and-so came
down.
I
would love if this person
came
down.
And so-and-so was like, what the heck? I like this activity. I'm with you. It was confusing. I hope it becomes a regular event. I want to see it later in the season, but this was perfectly fine with me.
It has to be. I think we learned something here, that it has to be someone that everyone looks up to.
Yeah. It could be Jesse. I think Jesse could pull it off. Otherwise, who else would it be then? Who could come down and get this
former
reaction?
Leads?
Yeah,
former big leads. JoJo and
Jordan,
Jordan
could
come
absolutely
down here.
Do it. Yes.
Shit.
Rachel,
I bet
and Brian
Rachel could
too.
Do it.
Yeah.
Rachel and Brian come down here. Sean and Catherine. They'll be falling head over heels.
I don't know about Sean and Catherine.
They might be too old.
Too old. Too old.
Yeah, even Jess said, or not Jess, it was Kat, I think, said Hannah's was the first season I watched, and that's probably because she was like
18.
16 at the time. Yeah. Like, they weren't these kids at this point. When Sean was on TV, they were 10.
Yeah. My mom told me about Sean and Catherine.
I don't know that, guys. You're probably right.
Kyle, also, another nice touch, having Kylie and Avon return right mm-hmm. as this started so that they couldn't talk to, she couldn't talk to Will beforehand. And she later mm-hmm. revealed how she really felt about that. Will to the group.
Yeah. Yep.
Before we discuss the things that were mentioned here, I just want to point out Brayden is dressed like Robin Williams in Hook when he first arrives in Neverland. He has a vintage ribbed tuxedo shirt that is also vaguely pirate-esque, and it's
pirate,
semi-transparent. There's
adjacent to a pirate shirt.
Yeah, but it's not in the movie. It's not a pirate shirt. He wore it under a tuxedo, I believe, or at least a three-piece suit. And it has a bigger collar than they do nowadays, and it was loose.
Are you talking about the ones with the ruffles? Is it ruffly?
Kind of. It's big closer ruffles? On the scale of ruffles. There were not ruffles, but it wasn't a smooth shirt that Robin Williams and Brayden were wearing. It'd be a cold day in hell before Brayden gets a new piece of clothing. They are all from a shop. He has a guy. And what's that spot he's from where he told somebody to meet him to a fight outside of San Diego?
My gosh, what was it?
Meet me on PB, Pacific Beach.
Is it PC?
That might be PC.
I don't remember.
Sean says things are going well with Rachel, but I came down here for
Why
Jess.
Why did he say this?
Why
Jess
did you
say
with
that?
Blake.
Jess is with Blake. You're with a former bachelorette.
You got a good thing going. Keep it
the
together.
The problem is the person asking him, I think here's the problem. It's all pyramid. The person asking pyramid. The question is higher than the person that he's dating, so he will give a truthful answer to that person.
Maybe that's what it comes down to.
Him.
You might
There's no other reason for him to say Jess.
You might need a bonfire pyramid, a pyramid of people who are all above everyone in this pyramid. But rank them like Hannah Brown would probably be the top of that pyramid.
I did some research because Hannah was here just to see where she would rank among everyone. So
all
I basically
pyramid.
Have that in my mind. I don't have it written out, but I have
I like
that,
that
if you are interested. Just
I
ask
like
me
that.
Questions. I'm not going to tell you what it is except
head.
For Hannah, but I know what my bonfire asking questions pyramids would look like. Yeah. The higher on the pyramid, the more truthful they will be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I like where this is headed. Kat is with Brayden, but that doesn't stop her from listing off about four people she was hoping to see in paradise.
Still looking forward to meeting a few people, and she names them off.
So I got Brayden here. He's a big hunk. No denying that, but there are other hunks that could come down. This activity sowed doubt in relationships that otherwise were boring and smooth sailing. Almost everybody was worse off from this activity, which is the ideal outcome, I think.
Exactly what they're looking for.
Aaron B. makes it official with Eliza.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes
Aaron B.'s
knows.
The one who wouldn't fall for he wouldn't.
No,
fall. He's
no.
not falling for this. Well, he's being truthful also. He actually does not have eyes for anyone else.
Yeah. Kylie says Avon is a better kisser than Will, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, Will's has no idea how this date went. Nobody does. And she goes,
Will, coming
we
into
kissed
this
a lot.
Bonfire,
I gotta tell you, we kissed a lot, me and Avon.
Coming into the bonfire, Will is unclear, but still hopeful that his relationship with Kylie from the date that he went on yesterday is still intact. And then he finds out at the bonfire, because of Hannah Brown, that he's in deep shit. Relationship-wise and prospects-wise on the beach.
It's tough to less than 24 hours after maybe the best moment of your life to have the other person involved in that moment confirm that it was an afterthought for them.
It was a forgettable moment, and the date I've since gone on, it's not even it's not a top date that I've been on since being here, and we've been here 2 days.
2 days. It was just
you
a
have
time
the
killer.
The worst date that I've been on.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You have the worst date that I've been on here, and we've been here 2 days.
It's difficult to digest for Will.
It's tough.
Avon might be interested in Olivia. Did that happen right after Kylie said that the date with Avon went so well? He's open to Olivia.
He's open.
Olivia would send Kylie. Like this question, who would you send home to make Top Paradise easier? Olivia would send Kylie home.
I like
home.
That question too. Hannah was asking good questions. I think she was coming up with some of her own on the spot too.
I was concerned that she would just read off the card because she doesn't know everything that's going on. I was thought she'd just read the questions I had for her, but she has some follow-ups.
She heard some things and she followed up with other questions to push the buttons even more. And that's what makes her great.
Well done. And Will wants to leave engaged. That was a good way to end it. Will, what do you say you want out of this?
Do you want to get engaged? On this, talking amongst people who have no interest in you?
Now that you've been identified as an outsider here. Anything else on the bonfire?
No, it's great. It's great.
A lot of conversations afterwards.
As there should be.
Almost too many. They didn't get to show all.
They couldn't get around. We only had 2 hours now.
First, Sean and Rachel. What do you think of Sean and Rachel?
I don't care for them.
They seem to be having fun. Do you think they have for example, I think Brayden and Kat are like really into each other.
Agreed.
I think Sean and Rachel are just kind of hanging out and enjoying each other without pursuing anyone else yet, but I think that will change.
I agree.
Okay.
I think they're both having fun, probably both waiting for other people.
Who likes who more between Brayden and Kat?
Oh, Brayden or Kat.
Who likes who more?
Those are two people that are at the same level, I'd say.
Okay. I would say Brayden likes Kat a little more.
You think Brayden likes Kat a little more?
I think Kat is more likely to stray
Based
when
on
someone
what she said to
down.
Hannah, I would say that, but probably. That's probably Brayden likes her more. Yeah, you're right.
Girl, I'm going to melt right into you. That's Brayden in the moonlight. You can't. Once Brayden's under the moonlight, you can't stop the words coming out.
Do you like Rachel and Sean? I don't like them. What's there to like about that couple?
Yeah, I mean, they really are.
There's nothing interesting that's happening with them.
I don't think it's
for real either.
When Hannah came down, it was clear Rachel... That was
Rachel
the entrance Rachel wanted. Not that, Hannah's here. That displeases me. Hannah got the reception that Rachel wanted, which I guess is a fair thing to want. I mean, you're a more recent bachelorette. She goes down. No one's there. She doesn't get to cause the stir. She doesn't have people fawning over her. She doesn't have all the other girls like intimidated
by her presence.
She was
first one on the beach.
She's just another contestant.
She received no big moment arrival. So, yeah, you're right. I would be jealous, too.
To the camera, she was like, Hannah's here. She's an icon. It wasn't obviously sarcastic, but if you want to read into it, she was like, wow, she's such a queen. Will and Kylie. Poor guy. A sweet speech was not enough to save him.
It sucks when you aren't being chosen, he says to the camera.
He's going to be the sad sack guy with the redemption story. In fact, he may already be. It may be over for Will. Will's whole thing, arc, may be done.
I don't think he's going to be that guy. I think it's going to just be over.
You think that, no spoilers, who he ends up with this episode, we're kind of done paying attention to Will now as a roller coaster guy. Well, this was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster of 2 days.
Even 2 hours.
Yeah.
He was at the Breakup Rocks contemplating it, going through it. Olivia revels in this development after everyone sees that Kylie has put Will down. She celebrates not only her correct prediction, but Will's heartbreak as well. She's a big fan of Will's heartbreak. She's thrilled
by this.
This
is the I told you so tour. She went around and then... Another side thing, I'm also enjoying that heartbreak.
I love that. Karma. Oddly enough, I felt Olivia's best bet at this point for a rose was from Will.
Yeah, probably.
That's who I thought.
I would have thought so too, yeah.
What happened? The cocktail party. Will and Peter have available roses. I felt Will would go with Olivia. I thought maybe she will fake comfort him. and he'll feel better.
I don't think
because
so.
She knows he's an easy mark at this point. She can, you know, marionette him while she needs to. Or maybe Mercedes. I don't know why I said or maybe Mercedes. What did you think of this interaction with Will and Mercedes?
They spent a little time together. I wrote here, Mercedes speaking with Will for the first time says they have a connection and feel something real, really special. And Will is eating this up, Rim.
The guy was in a vulnerable spot. All he wanted was a little pat on the head.
He was in such a vulnerable spot. It could have been anybody saying this.
It could have been Jesse and he would have been nuzzled up into his chest.
He was in a situation that a lot of people envy. You have the rose.
Mm-hmm.
This is your bachelor night.
Yeah.
You have the rose. There's a bunch of people vying for it. And he didn't even talk to anybody else. It was the first one that showed a little attention because he was in a bad spot.
It really, if someone else went before Mercedes, Mercedes never would have gotten the chance.
She wouldn't have got
Brooklyn
to talk to
went
him.
Up there and said that thing to him, yeah. It'd be over.
I mean, within seconds, Will was nuzzled up to her.
Mm-hmm. Crying. Not just tearing up. He was crying
in a
for
bad spot.
30 minutes.
That guy was in a very vulnerable, bad spot.
It was a roller coaster of emotions. He was so emotional. He was bawling in the confessional. And that they teased, you know, in the main trailer and all season that this would be because Avon and Kylie broke his heart. But really, he was so happy that someone, you know, gave him some positive attention after that. And then when he said it should have always been Mercedes.
Wow.
That's the kind of guy. This is a Genevieve type thing. This is the kind of stuff you need on the
roller
beach.
Coaster.
Yes.
I wrote here, I think Will is in love. I don't.
Again.
I think he might be for the second time in 2 days.
Mercedes seemed sincere about it all. I do wonder, though, there were times where I felt like she was a little taken aback by how appreciative he was. They hadn't even kissed yet, and I felt like they were a couple.
I don't think Mercedes likes Will.
That would be tough, but great.
You have to remember earlier that morning, she was bummed out because Aaron hadn't talked to her.
Yeah.
This screams using Will for a rose.
But she seemed so
she did
genuine
in the moment.
And real. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you just look at the context of everything that's happened, this is the first time we've seen them talk. She was bummed out earlier that morning. She needs a rose. I don't know.
Perhaps no one is as bummed out as they as we're led to believe with these. Perhaps the Aaron B. betrayal of Mercedes was not that serious, and Mercedes actually never cared.
Yeah,
but I wanted to believe in this. AB, you're throwing cold water on this new couple that I think might make it. Thinking about it,
I'm just saying, if Hannah asked Mercedes immediately after this conversation with Will, hey, that was a pretty good conversation. But are you interested in anyone else coming down these stairs? She'd list off 5 or 6 names. That's what I'm telling you.
AB, you just planted a seed. You just planted an idea in my mind. And
oh,
it is
sideline reporter?
Yes, Hannah Brown, sideline reporter. As soon as you exit the daybed, there's someone with a microphone talking. Well, that went really well, but now, okay, well, I'm going to ask you the hard question. Do you think if so-and-so came down, you'd be interested? Ah, that's tough to answer. I don't even care if it's fake sports answers.
Sideline reporter, former bachelorettes and bachelors walking around in suits, treating it like a sport, asking
Let's
the
go
tough
back
questions.
Up to the desk.
I wouldn't mind a studio panel.
Halftime. No, me neither.
Reporting and, having these conversations that we want to talk about. Yeah.
Rob Riggle and Joe Tess aren't doing anything since Holy Moly's never coming back. Put these guys on the true. Beach. Get them a little. Was Kylie sincerely happy for when she saw this kiss, or do you think she is glad that the guilt can be alleviated now? She doesn't have to worry about this situation now that Will has someone.
I don't think Kylie cares.
Okay.
About Will.
Oh, jeez. Cold. But I'm saying if Will.
Oh, she's
Mercedes
off the hook.
Hadn't hooked up. Will is staying. He has a rose, so no matter what he's staying, but maybe Kylie doesn't want to see him moping around all sad. Now she doesn't have to worry about that, at least for the next day.
Yeah, probably.
Peter, what'd you think this whole Peter deal?
This is what you do when it's your night. This is your night. This is your time.
Amber.
You're the only one. Everyone wants your rose. And you got to live it. You got to make that episode about you. And he did it. He did it on perfectly, I would say, in fact.
He may have done something that I've never seen before.
He went to a person that was in a relationship. He had five people to choose from.
He had four. Yeah, he had four people to choose from.
Four people. And he decided to spend some of his time. But that's what I'm saying. You got to use this time to be the lead. This is your leading moment of the show. You either pick up the ball and run with it, or you do what Will did. Humiliatingly fall in love.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone knows what this is. None of these girls... We haven't even talked, me and some of these girls. And now, I mean, he used it to drum up storylines. And best case scenario for this person is to get a storyline, get into some drama that'll carry over for the next week. So it's not just this Will thing, it's over. But the Peter thing is carrying over into the next week.
Given what
he's
we saw
better,
here,
bigger name for himself.
Given what we saw here, and your siphoning followers' accusations with his Instagram screen name, are you now an FP guy? Are you in the FP army? I think Amy's an FP guy.
No, I kind of
am too. I kind of see why. So, even Sean, to this day, this is post Mental All. Where they
he
had to like apologize
FP?
To him. Sean, no, he doesn't have FP. He says, I hate Peter. Later, he goes, I can't say, I hate Peter. It's just, it's still, you know, that FP lifestyle.
I think I might be an FP guy, yeah. I might be.
He has, well, now that Mercedes is off the table, he has Brooklyn, Olivia, and Kat with a C. This is a classic situation where all episode they've been focusing on storylines of people, you know, conflicts and relationships that matter, and then for the last like 10, 20, 15 minutes we're going to someone that is not a big deal, and like four people are scrambling over.
It's a beautiful part of Paradise where someone with no juice and no star power all of a sudden becomes the star of the last 20 minutes, and they can really make a name for themselves in that last 20 minutes. And I think Peter did that
only on Paradise.
I'll remember Peter now.
This interruption with Aaron S. and Sam, an established couple.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
out of
see
nowhere.
That. You don't see that on the beach. An interruption of this sort is very rare.
Why are you wasting your time? You could be talking to the people that are single to talk with these two.
He's got four birds in the hand and one in the bush. Just one. And the bush is protected by someone else.
It's protected.
But he still is like...
By an old dog.
Let's see what's going on. Yeah, old bark.
An old mean dog.
A dog has seen some things and has a bite. And a temper.
And a temper.
This dog. Don't get on this dog's back.
There's no reason. When you see that bush, you should...
Stay where you're at. These birds you got in the hand.
Proceed closer.
So
you see the
that
dog.
Bush?
The dog's right next to the bush.
That cardinal in the bush. Is the red hair. Peter and Sam, all we saw here was like, boy, Aaron S., kind of an immature guy, huh? Why don't you get with the pilot man? People put their lives in my hands.
The thing that was so special about what Peter did here, a special move, was he used the one thing you can say about Aaron that will make him more mad than anything. He's saying, calling Aaron immature, old man Aaron, who prides himself on his maturity.
Goes against everything he stands for.
You can't say something that would rile him up faster and more.
That's true, and he knows that.
That's what I'm saying. Peter knew what he was doing.
That was a quick combo, and then Peter was talking to some others. She was with Olivia, and Aaron S. interrupted, steaming mad.
He was triggered.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Immature is a trigger word
you say about
for Aaron.
I was too busy playing this out in my head to think much about this interaction, but I thought, Aaron, this is pointless. I like that he did it, but it was point. Think about how this is going to play out. Let's say Peter gets to offer his rose before you do, which was what I expected how they would do it to give us some tension at the rose ceremony.
What
Peter
if
gets
he would have given her the rose?
What if he said, Sam, will you accept this rose? Now, there's
been
two ways you could go, you know, choose your own adventure. She could accept, And then you, Aaron, offer your roast to someone else. And then afterwards you explain, hey, you know, I'm still trying to pursue Sam. And then you and Sam talk. And then you just continue what you were doing beforehand. Mm-hmm. So nothing changes. You're not Rose Exchange official. And then after that, Peter is left with basically no connection and is probably on his way out next Rose ceremony anyway. That's if she accepts.
So you're saying that's scenario one.
Scenario one. If she, if,
okay, give us scenario two.
Scenario two, if Peter is to offer his before you, she rejects him. That is even better for you, Aaron. I say just let... If I'm Aaron, I don't give Peter any second
so
thoughts
about... So you're saying
about,
that those two things, that was one scenario. That's one thing that you could do if you're Aaron. Yeah. Okay? Those two scenarios are under one choice that he has. As Aaron, one choice is to do nothing. And then those two things are what's probably going to happen.
Under okay? the but Peter gets to offer under, first. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that you could do if you're Aaron is fly off the handle.
Fly off at the handle, yes.
Yeah. Which is what he chose to do.
And when you go that route on the choose your own adventure, there's a couple things that could happen underneath there. You get into a fist fight and are removed from the show.
They have to airlift you out.
Ending your relationship immediately. Or number two, you get into a shouting match with a guy who has made no waves on the beach, and all of a sudden now you are the angry guy on the beach. The
You're
guy
insecure
with the short
about
temper.
Peter, who no one really is into. And then Sam's like, what's Aaron's deal? Maybe he is immature. You feed into
maybe
Aaron,
he
Peter's
is immature.
Stereotype. Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go.
I would have let it be, but Aaron S. can't help himself, which is for the betterment of the show.
He couldn't. Well, once he heard immature. When she said, hey, he said you're immature over there. Once he heard that, he saw red. He saw red. He could no longer hear or, you know, make any other decisions at that point. It was on.
Surprised he didn't have poke his finger into his chest. Rose ceremony. Braden and Kat. Braden offers his rose to Kat. A cute couple, I think. Blake to Jess, another cute couple, but my concern is that he is wifed up.
Yeah.
I need a longer free agency period. Talking about acting like you're the bachelor, you know, letting the teams court you.
Exactly.
That's what I want here. I don't want Blake happily ever after, though I kind of do. I like him. I like him.
I like Blake.
I like him that
much. I want
much.
Him to
I
be would, happy.
I want him to be happy. Aaron B. and Eliza, cute couple also. Will and Mercedes, cute couple. Maybe not a couple, but...
Cute together, sure.
Cute together. Sean and Rachel, Avon and Kylie, Aaron S. and Sam. Should have let Peter go first. And then Peter, who cares? That's what I said initially. Peter offers his rose to Olivia.
I got to give it to Peter, though. He had one night... A chance to be a star and make a name for himself. I don't think he accomplished that, but he did everything he could possibly do.
Oh, totally. He went above and beyond.
He did what he had to do. Mm-hmm. He could possibly... There could be something... Before this 15 minutes of TV, I would have thrown Peter to the bottom of the pyramid. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to let him stay where he's at, and there's room for growth. Okay?
I like that. He's... Congrats, Peter, for not dropping like a rock in AB's
pyramid. He was about to drop like a rock. I forgot he was here until these last 15 minutes.
I felt this
he pulled
was
out all the stops.
I felt this was probably a producer pick. I don't think it's Peter has the best of the connection with Peter, Olivia. Of the three, it was Olivia's been the best for TV so far.
Peter used his cocktail hour time to spark up drama. He didn't barely talk to the other girls that he could potentially give the rose to. So, yeah, it was, was a producer pick.
No roses, Greer, Brooklyn, and Cat with a C. I wonder if Greer will ever find love. Yeah, Brooklyn, disappointing showing. The clock
Greer
is ticking
too.
For Greer. She's, I think, 24. I mean, who knows if she'll ever find love. That's what we're led to believe in the car. It's just it's a stark contrast from Golden Bachelor,
the Golden Bachelor
I would say.
Yeah. I really expected Brooklyn, bigger. Yeah. I've expected bigger things from Brooklyn. I expected bigger things from Greer. They just didn't make it happen on the beach. And sometimes that happens.
A lot of luck involved
in
this.
Maybe they'll be back again. Give them a second chance.
I would say Brooklyn has a better chance than Greer, too. Brooklyn has a thing. Greer doesn't really have a thing.
Yeah,
Brooklyn,
true.
You know, the rodeo, all that
rodeo
stuff.
Rodeo thing, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, she's different. You know, her and whole, I say it like it is thing is.
She does a lot of the interview questions, too. Mm-hmm. But, and she has, although we think it's overplayed and not good anymore, she does have a saying that she
exactly.
can go fall back on.
She has a
on.
Lot of things to fall back on. Greer has yeah. no things.
She has nothing right now, yeah. Neither does Kat.
Kat does not. Kat with a C.
Kat with a C, yeah.
Kat with a K is a thing, a big thing, and it's Braden. And also being scared of the outside. That's a good recurring thing to have.
Yeah.
I don't like
absolutely.
Bugs.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have to have a thing mm-hmm. if you're going to stick around.
Next week, Tyler Norris, his think is being a hunk and a former contestant on Rachel's season and getting broken up with at a Ferris wheel. For
it was a family fair, Ferris yeah. wheel on the shore. Humiliating. Yeah. He so clearly left that breakup and said, you know what? I'm going to fucking add some mass here. Let me bulk up for the beach. He so clearly bulked up for this beach. And now's the time to shine.
That's funny you say that. The preview I saw was like, I did
Hulk Hogan arms rim.
Oh my gosh, he's
he had Hulk Hogan,
he's
Hogan
strong.
Biceps.
Yeah, and Tanner, also from charity season. Tyler was on Rachel season. We neglected to mention.
Rachel has a lot of guys down here, and there's nothing coming from any of it yet. Like Avon's down here.
Avon, yeah. Nothing.
The last we saw of Avon, he was showing up on After the Final Rose. To kind of like see where this is going to go with the runner up of her show. The runner up and the lead are here at the same time and there's been no conversations between them. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
And now her third place person is coming.
Who is the runner
the
up
only
on
thing,
her season?
Him, Avon. Tyler Avon. What's his name? Tito. Is that his name? Tito?
Tino?
Tino. What's his name? Tino. The only thing that would make this better is if Tino strolls down here and we get the first, second, we get all the medals of her season on the beach at the same time.
That would be something. Yeah, they haven't.
I'm just saying there's been no, I mean, I watched what's coming up next and it looks like Tyler, there's going to be more interaction with Rachel.
None
we
between
haven't
Rachel and
Avon. Anything from Avon and Rachel. And that was her runner up.
Yeah, that's very odd. And not just runner up, but like.
Not just runner up.
They were positioned
there was a continued
as potentially
story
pursuing.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, that was the last we heard from them. Yeah. It's crazy.
Got a couple of responses to the mailbag, which I believe is just open for the season, unless AB has something specific this week. 773-234-7794. 337 area code. I have some thoughts about Rachel and the producers. If we go back to remembering Becca on Paradise, she got the absolute starlet treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all decided that she had her own separate living quarters, was having separate meals, real VIP treatment.
That's not this.
Is it strange that they sent Rachel on the first person on the beach? I really think she deserved more of a mid-episode surprise appearance where she's really hyped up with a date card. It will be interesting to see how they treat her versus how they treat another bachelorette who was teased in the upcoming season promo. Hannah Brown. Thank you, 337.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, we got our answer there. Tana Brown was.
I think the Gabby might be coming down too later. I don't recall. Probably for a similar Hannah Brown situation, hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Do you have a question for next week?
No, open forum.
Open Paradise Mailbag. How do you feel about the episodes? What couples are you into? What couples are you not into?
Mm-hmm.
Time for the pyramid. Where does Avon fit in? That's the question on my mind.
Some weeks I'm going to not provide as big of updates because there's only one episode a week. There's not a lot of movement to be made. Okay. But I will have additions every week, hopefully. There was only one addition this week. We had three people fall off, obviously. Greer, Brooklyn, and Kat, all on different tiers. I almost moved Will down because he blew his big rose ceremony night where he should have been the star.
You put a lot of weight on that. Yeah.
But he's still a name right now on the beach. He's involved with a lot of stuff, which can't be said for everybody. So he's going to stay in the important role players field. other people close to moving up. Kat, she's in the stars tier previously. I'm going to keep her there one more week, but I'm very, very close to moving her up.
I think she's going to be she's going to get a lot of attention next episode is my guess.
I think so too. Up at the top, we still have Blake and Rachel. Added this week to the super duper stars, which was previously empty, is Avon. He's right below the super duper mega stars top tier, which was Rachel and Blake. Avon has 101,000 followers. Runner up on Rachel's season. Was also brought out after the final rose, letting you know he plays ball with the franchise. He will play ball with them. A big up and comer in the franchise, I'd say as well.
Sure. I agree with
prospect.
I agree with a lot of that. The coming out and after the final rose, I go back to it. I think the look on his face was, what did you get? Look what you tricked me into doing.
They
I think he
him.
Was like annoyed by that, but he still showed up and did it.
He did.
Plays ball.
Play ball. He's in the super duper stars. The only other person that to comment on is Hannah Brown. I want to be very clear about this, Rim. If Hannah Brown was actually on this show, she would be nowhere near this pyramid. She'd be that telescope you're always talking about, looking down on the pyramid.
The
from
web,
space,
the James Webb
from
telescope.
The fucking galaxy.
From the galaxy.
We would have the pyramid.
Yeah.
Tiny. The pyramid would be tiny. And then way above it
on
would
the surface
be,
of the
it'd
Earth.
Be a speck that you would need her telescope to see. She is right. The telescope that can see everything. She's above it all.
The Brown Space Telescope.
She's so far above Blake Moynes and even Rachel. That's not even funny, Rim. She's also, I would argue, the most famous bachelorette that could possibly be there. She is she's number one. The number one person.
Wow.
You could make an argument for JoJo. But I don't, I wouldn't. 2.7 million followers, Rim. I mean, you could add up, do you understand you could add up everyone else's followers and it wouldn't even be fucking close to her followers? Do you understand that?
That is.
The 20 people on the beach added together, their followers wouldn't equal Hannah Brown's. You get that?
I get that. That's the same as JoJo. That's also a factor
same
of
as
just, fewer people watch now with every passing season. Fewer people follow them on Instagram. So that just the numbers
well,
are going
also,
down in that regard. But Hannah
won Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
She also is a New York Times bestseller. I think there's just it's her. If we're talking about who are the top dogs in this franchise, it's mm-hmm. her. I think considerably above anyone else. JoJo.
Wow.
And then Caitlin Bristow. With maybe Tayshia rounding out the top four, but I don't think she's that close to the other ones either. So, there you go. There you have it.
I like that
we
twist
would need
on
to
the pyramid.
Destroy the pyramid and come up with something else to comprehend the distance between the top of the current pyramid and where she would be.
I like that. Any other updates expected, or you want to speculate on where Tyler might be, or wait till next episode?
Let's wait till next episode.
Okay. Yeah. Any headlines of the week?
No. If you were having an actual pyramid, you would, and there's rooms you can go in at each level. There would only be a few people. First of all, you'd start it by giving Hannah the key and seeing if she was interested in it, because you can't have the pyramid without her. And then she would hand out the other keys to other top dogs. You understand what I'm saying?
Not entirely, partially because you froze during the middle of that, but I don't even know if pyramids have keys. That's my sticking point, but yeah, I guess...
This is the new age
Brown
pyramid,
is a big
rim.
Deal. Oh, yeah. This is a glass pyramid.
This
it's
is
the Louvre, this pyramid. Yeah. All right. Great episode. Bachelor in Paradise. Tuesdays now. I think we'll probably stick with this.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.